A new children's play space has been approved by council and will be coming to the Wellington County Museum and Archives. The decision at yesterday's council meeting came to the delight of the Information, Heritage, and Seniors Committee and their co-chair, Mary Lloyd. 544 square feet on the west side of the third floor of the museum. The space's transition will include the renovation of the ceiling in that area to create a play place for children attending the museum. Lloyd says the project will also involve an upgrade to some currently non-functional windows.
We've had all the windows covered over. On the outside, they look as though they are functional, but on the inside, none of those windows work. So it would give us an opportunity to have people who come to the museum look out over the historic barn, look down into the front property, and see what it was like to live up in that space. That alone is a kind of a significant change that would happen for us.
The play place itself, Lloyd explained, will offer a variety of play options for kids.
You can expect to feel like you're canoeing down the Grand. You can act out a small theater play, play with toys and figure out if you want to be a chef. All sorts of activities where we're going to have items there where children can touch, feel, play, and experience, or climb in a little bit of a treehouse and overlook your family.
The project has a budget of $600,000, but will only need around $595,000 between construction, materials, and architect fees. Lloyd says while no staff member will be employed to monitor children playing, there will be some sort of a system like the rest of the third floor to make sure kids stay safe. She went on to say council's approval of the project is just another step towards eventual construction.
So now that this has passed council and then received approval, they will go out to the tendering process and begin the process of building it. We may not be able to use the space directly until that project is finished because it will require closing the current exhibit and then moving into the new construction phase.
Calling the space a static one, Lloyd noted it will be in place for a number of years. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.